Rashi, in the beginning of the parasha of Vayera Lov Hashem, he asked that why was Hashem appearing to him. It doesn't say what Hashem told him. As Rashi brings the Chazal, that Hashem was being mevakeh cholam. So that's why it doesn't say what Hashem told him. The Meshech Chochma says a different pshat. Ayin panim la'toira, even when there's a Chazal, you're allowed to say another pshat. And he says that this Vayera Lov Hashem was because he just went through one of his 10 nisyonos. One of the 10 nisyonos was Bris Mila. As after he was mitkaber and he went through the nisyon, as right away it says Vayera Lov Hashem, and he says the same thing it says by nisyon Lech Lecha on last week's parsha, the same way it says by the nisyon of the Akedah at the end of this week's parsha. After every big nisyon, you find Vayera Lov Hashem. And it's coming to teach you that one of the ta'elisim of being Oymed ben Nisayin, of having the Siyanis and being Oymed ben Nisayin, is right afterwards a person is Zeicha L'Gilui Shechina, L'Vayera Lov Hashem. And that Gilui Shechina is Makadish, is Meroymim a person. Ayadei that which he's Oymed on a Nisayin. He has a Nisayin and he's Misgaber. As he's Zeicha that Hashem should be closer to him, should be Makadish him, should be meraimim him. And he separates himself from what he used to be and he becomes a new person. That's the tachlis of the nisayin. Memes, the makar is the lashon of nisayin itself, the Medrash Rabbah, in this week's parsha, at the end of the parsha by the Akedah, where it says that Hashem was Manasseh Avram, as it says, the lashon of nisayin is milashon nes lisnoisispa. Ness is a flag that someone puts on a high place. As a Nisayan is, it lifts a person higher. It makes him more special. That's the tachlis of the Nisayan, to lift the person up and to make him more special. And the specialness is that he grows closer to Hashem. And the Meshech Chochma says that's nirmaz in the mitzvah of Mila. Mila is you cut off the Arla, which is a symbol of the type of a person for Znus, and all in Yani Eilam Hazeh, which is in the Sienis of a person. When a person has an Asayin, and he's Mitgaber, and he cuts it off, Kilo, as it brings him closer to Hashem, it's Mekadeshim, it's Meraimim him, and it lifts him up. Another one of the Nisyanis that there was a Gilui of Vayera Lov Hashem is an Asayin of Lech Lecha. What was that Nisayin? As it was to leave Chutz Laretz, to come to Eretz Yisrael. As Kipshutei, the Nisayin was a physical Nisayin, walking from one place and going to another place. But the Medrash Rabbah adds that there was a tiefer Indian in the Nisayin, a deeper meaning. It says, Shichichi beis avicha umaylantcha. It wasn't just to physically leave. It was to forget the culture and forget the society. Come to Eretz Yisrael and bring yourself into a new world, a world of Torah, a world of Avodas Hashem. The Medrash says that Avram looked and he saw that in the place where he lived, they were kulam oichlim v'shoisim v'poichasim. They were eating, drinking wine and poichasim, doing silly things. And he said to Hashem, I wish I wouldn't be here. As Hashem told him, lech lecha, shichachi, that's not our way of life. As Lefiza, the Nisayin of Lech Lecha was a Nisayin to start a new Mahalach HaChayim, to become a different person. And that's what every Nisayin is doing. It's giving us a chance to raise ourselves higher, to bring us away from the society we live in the way they dress, in the way they talk, and what their machshev kesef, their machshev hanos olam hazeh. And it helps us to go into a new world, to become a new person, to be machshev Torah, mitzvahs, to lift yourself up, to have midas toivos. As that's the first sivui of Hashem Tavram, lech lecha. The lashon is lecha, la'atzmacha. Dahainu, become who you really are. Brush off the hashpas hasviva and find who you really are. Who are all of us? Vayera olav Hashem. We all are a chelek eloi kamimal. And now yidei every nisayin that we have, kol echad kifi mashuhu, it's another chance, another opportunity to bring out the specialness, the chelik eloi kamimal. Zog the Mesilas Yesharim, the famous Mesilas Yesharim, starts off his sefer that the tachlis that we were put here for, what Hashem wants for us, is liskeis la'olam haba. And the way we do it is al yedei that which we're oimid b'nisyonos, we're miskaber al nisyonos, and that's what brings us close to Hashem, and we get a schar for it. And kol ha'olam is malei nisyonos. Every person has so many nisyonos. Move on. Avram had 10 miyuchadik nisyonos. But the Mesilas Yesharim is talking about, besides the miyuchadik nisyonos, but there's nisyonos of day-to-day life. Every person in his day-to-day life, whether he's going to the Beis Medrash, whether he's going to work, whatever he does with his wife, with his children, in midos, in other areas, he's constantly having nisyonos all the time. And the tachlis of all these nisyonos is to be meroimim, nesles neisispa, to be megadol the person. In the beginning of Iyuv, it's maflig in the shvachim of Iyuv that he was ish yosha, yirei Hashem. He was more special than bnei kedem. As Rashi over there in Pasuk Gimel says, he was more special than the people in his dar, but not Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu is called ha'adam ha'gadol. And Iyuv was a gadol, but he wasn't ha'adam ha'gadol. As frekt Rashi, what's the lashon, the double lashon, hey, ha'adam ha'gadol. The ram is that what made Avram Avinu special? His asara nisyonos. Hey and hey is yud. As what's Adam HaGadol? Ha Adam HaGadol is his 10 nisyonos, is what made him into an Adam Gadol. That he was aimed in his nisyonos and he was misgaber. As that's what made him special. That's what made him to become the Adam HaGadol that Avram Avinu was. Avram Avinu put in us, in all of us, that koyach. Every person in his life has his nisyonos. Some is nisyonos at work, some at home. Sometimes the nisyonos change. Every person in his matziv. But the ikar is to always remember that Hashem's constantly sending us nisyonos. And we have the koyach to be mitgaber, to be mitroimim. We should make a mahalach ha'chaim of lech lecha. Sai the nisayin of lech lecha in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, the Medrash says, and sai the nisayin of Akeda says lech el har ha'moiria. What's the lashon of lech? As Parshas you learn, it means physically to walk. Abba the Svarim HaKadoshim, or Sadek the Svas Emes, says that lech has another meaning. To be a mahalich from Madrega to be Madrega, to constantly be Misraimim, constantly to be Misale. There's always new Nisyonos because a person has to be Mischadish and has Avodas Hashem. After a while, life would get boring. He wouldn't have Chiyus. As Hashem's constantly changing our Nisyonos and bringing us new Nisyonos, that we should constantly have a Chiyus in Avodas Hashem. Va'oid. It's step by step. You can't jump and be a gadol right away. First is a small nisayon, then a bigger nisayon, then a bigger nisayon on the level that you're in. As nisyonos are sent step by step, kefi the gidol ha'adam, that's the nisyonos. Havdol milyoni alafim, when you play a game, there's level one, and then when you get good at it, there's level two, and then level three, and then you're the master, there's level four. As life, also, there's levels of nisyonos. There's level one, and when you get good, you go to level two, and then there's level three. The more you master, the more schar you get. That's why Hashem's constantly changing the nisyonos, that we should constantly grow more and more. What wasn't a challenge yesterday becomes a challenge today. And even the same thing that yesterday wasn't a challenge could be a challenge today. Yesterday I had a geschmack in learning, today not. Okay, that's the challenge for today. But by the midu, we're mischazik and we're oimid, as we're zeicha to be lech lechaz, we're nimshach v'darkei Avram, mahalchim, as we'll be zeicha. Lech is begematria kol. It says the Avos Avram was zeicha to bakol, mikol, kol, Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. What we say at the end of Birchas Hamazon, because they were lech and they went b'mahalach of Hashem, as when you lech, you zeicha la'kol. What's the double lashon of lech lecha? Yizeicha to kol b'olam hazeh and kol b'olam haba. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh v'tayv lecha l'olam haba. somebody who is Omer on his Nisyanis and keeps on going strong in his Avodas Hashem and is constantly growing, as he's Zeicha Lekol HaBrachas. Bez Hashem, Hashem should give everyone Siyata Deshmaya to constantly be Mahalchim, even if you're still in Chutz Laretz, of a way you want Chutz Laretz, to be Mahalchim in life, be Madrega Le Madrega, to be Mis'ale, and to be Oymer on your Nisyanis and Mis'gaber, and be Zeicha Lekol HaBrachas.